Well, Terence, I suppose first of all we'll discuss the news on Friday that Killeigh FC have withdrawn from the Inishowen League. Huge disappointment that the club's not able to field a team this year.
Yeah, it's a huge disappointment, not only for the league but for Killeigh and the surrounding district. They came back to us a couple of years ago. I know they found the going a bit tough for the couple of years that they were with us, but you know what I mean, you would always hope that they would improve. The team was actually entered this year in the league. Their manager, Emmett McLaughlin, who has been there since they came back to the Inishowen League, was still in charge, but apparently last week Emmett was offered the opportunity of managing Oxford in the Intermediate League in Northern Ireland, and he felt it was an opportunity that he couldn't turn down. So Killeigh, as far as we're aware, done their best to try and recruit a new manager and players, but decision was made just in the last 48 hours that they just couldn't go. They lost a few of their local players to Lagan and I think Drumkeen, so, or Dromahal even, you know what I mean, and they were heavily dependent on players maybe from across the border, and Emmett would have been the major contact there, so I suppose, you know, with him gone, that left him in a very sticky position.
And I suppose it's a story that shows that when sides have moved up to senior football, because Killeigh were in the Ulster Senior League and then they went to the D&D and then back to the Inishowen, that when you do get up to the top flight of soccer in the Northwest at senior level, when you drop down, it can prove to be very, very difficult.
It can. We had to find out with clubs from Inishowen that would have been in the Senior League and came back down into Inishowen. You know, most of them would have struggled for a few seasons, some of them even dropping down to the First Division and then coming back maybe stronger then. But I think when teams are in the Senior League, they've got to, you know, probably don't have enough of local talent to compete at that level, and they end up bringing in players. And then if those players don't stay with the club, you know what I mean, and at least they leave the club in a sticky position, and when they go back to Moody and they drop down to Inishowen football or whatever, those players leave as well, which leaves the club. But that's happened with several clubs, but thankfully most of the clubs have managed to regroup and stay in the league. But for Killeigh, it's sad for the league and sad for Killeigh, and I know they're going to stay with their youth set up at the minute, so hopefully maybe in a few years' time they can turn that situation around.
Yeah, and another club that will be playing First Division football this year, they're not taking on, I suppose, what they won last year and moving up to the Premier Division. Redcastle have decided to stay in the First Division, and the league have had to work with them here because obviously they're having problems as well.
Yeah, Redcastle we're having problems getting players moving up to Premier Division is pretty tough from the First Division, you know what I mean, and that's a situation that kind of suited the league, because Glenelly was having problems as well with not having a youth system of their own. They're combined with Kildare in the youth system. They were struggling, and for the good of football and the interest of helping clubs along, the league allowed Glenelly to drop down to the reserve Premier Division. So in order to try and keep a competitive edge in the First Division, we allowed Redcastle to stay in the First Division. And I think it's both good for the leagues and it's both good for both clubs, which hopefully will help them, you know, regenerate and become stronger again.
Yeah. Just finally, on that point, because I know the Donegal League, they haven't struggled to keep clubs, but there's been a high number of them that aren't taking part this year. A couple of them didn't register, and then there was a few over the course of the last week or so that had to withdraw. And is it at a stage now, when we look at junior football in the Northwest as a whole, Terence, that clubs are starting to struggle that wee bit more, are they?
I think we would find maybe some of the smaller clubs. There's a few reasons. A lot of the reasons as young lads going to college, they're away all week, and maybe when they come home at the weekend, they want to spend their time with their family or friends or whatever. Maybe and a lot of them would be getting buses on a Sunday afternoon, going back maybe to Dublin or wherever their Sligo or college are, which affects it. The other thing that is affecting it is the under 19 league and the under 17 league now, the start in the FAA. You know, a lot of clubs are losing good young prospect players, which, you know, club will be looking to build around. The recent game there last week or the week before that between Derry City under 17s and Fanharp under 17s, which finished 2-2. There was 12-plus players from on his own between the two teams, you know what I mean? That's a big loss to small clubs as well, you know, that we're hoping to build around. But we as a league have been kind of saying this last couple of years to clubs that we would like to restructure our league rather than having the Premier, First Division, two reserve divisions. We would like to go with three divisions, you know, Premier, a First and a Second, because we feel some of the clubs in the reserve Premier division would be fairly hold their own in the First Division, as has been proved when Mavell came up a few years ago to let see Rovers down, Mavell Reserves. They held their own. So I think it's time that maybe clubs will look on that, because with the three divisions, every club would find their own level where they're competitive. If a club's not competitive over a couple of seasons, it's very hard to recruit players if you're going out and getting beat every week. So if someone will be looked at, hopefully the clubs would take on board.
Well, let's look forward now to the competitive season which lies ahead. And next weekend, there's going to be games played Friday and Saturday night in the League Cup to get things up and running. And already in the opening weekend, there's some crucial games. The likes of Mavell and Glengad's a tasty one to start on Friday, and then Clonmany and Buncrana on Sunday.
Yeah, I think looking at the fixtures for Friday night, everybody will be interested in the Mavell Glengad. Of course, Glengad's the champions last year. Mavell's at home in this. The big talking point here will be Nigel McMonagall, who's been Mavell's top scorer for a number of years and the league top scorer for many years, has gone to play with Glengad this season. So there's a wee bit of, I suppose, interest in that game from different points of view. So that would probably be the pick of the games on the Friday night, Oisin. And then if you look at the games for Sunday, as you say, Clonmany and Buncrana. Clonmany at home to Buncrana would be another big, interesting game. The groups are, and the thing, the group of Mavell and Glengad actually has Greencastle as well, who were promoted from the first, who won the First Division and promoted. So you have a good local derby coming up there as well, Mavell and Greencastle. So that'll create a lot of interest down that part of the peninsula.
Yeah, and a lot of sides with so many local derbies taking place, they want to lay down their mark early on, don't they, Terence?
Well, they do there. On Sunday, you'll have Cockhull and Ellis, which would be another, you know what I mean? There's always a wee competitive edge there between the players, you know, the bit of banter and one thing and another after. You might have the bragging rights, as they say, you know what I mean? So that would be another one that would be, you know, you would say wee local derbies there, you know, here and there throughout the start of the season. Yeah, people want to get off to a good start and you know what I mean, to see how you're going to progress.
Yeah, let's look forward to the league now. And obviously Glengad crowned champions for the first time last year. They've been thereabouts for a couple of years, but they managed to lift top spot last year. And when you hold that title, you're obviously going to go as favourites the following season.
Undoubtedly, Glengad will they, as you say, they've been knocking on the door for a few seasons. Probably should have won it, you know, a couple of times, but they got over the line. They had actually a playoff with Alia, and they got over the line and they have it. And of course, they'll be out to defend it. And looking at their squad, is probably stronger than ever than before, because as says, Nigel McMonagall has joined them, and Nigel is definitely a goal scorer, as he proved down the years. Also, they have the advantage of Michael Byrne coming back there. Michael missed the full season last year with injury. So that's like two new signings for them, plus the fact that they signed goalkeeper Kevin McLaughlin at Christmas last year. Kevin was in with Derry, and he signed with them. So, you know what I mean, he's a massive addition to them as well. So there's like three new signings this season, on all quality as well. So they're going to be difficult to beat. They will be the team that people have to sort of knock off the perch, as they say.
Yeah, and Greencastle won in promotion last year. How do you think they can fare out in the top flight?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I suppose we use the League Cup as a guide, that they're run against Mavell, Glengad and Rosini in the League Cup. So, you know what I mean? So they have two Premier Division teams in there. I would expect that Greencastle will hold their own in the Premier Division. There's talk that Jerry Gill and Matthew Henry have come back from Cockhull to join them. So if that's true, they would be two massive additions to them as well. You know what I mean, Oisin? So, but, you know, sometimes until the signers are all in, as an answer, you don't know who's actually signed for. But I think that that, as far as we're aware, Jerry Gill and Matthew Henry have gone back to Greencastle. So, big addition to them.
Yeah. There are just two clubs, of course, that we highlight, but there is other clubs who will be fighting it out for honours in both divisions in the coming season. Let's move on to the Interleague Series, the Oscar Traynor Trophy, of course, and Inishowen are the champions after winning it last year. What's the hopes and the aspirations now of the Inishowen League for that competition for the 2015-16 season, Terence?
Well, I'm sure, like the lads who won it will definitely want to defend it. There's no doubt about that. Hushing, they've been knocking on the door this past few years. Probably felt maybe they should have won it the year before that. You know what I mean? Lost out in penalties to AUL in the game, but you know they've got it. That's a massive achievement. That's a massive achievement for them, and they'll be looking to defend it. They've lost a couple of players, as you know, Kieran McDade. Influential midfielder has joined Finn Harps, and we wish Kieran all the best there. And Brendan McLaughlin of Kildare has joined Cock Hull. So, you know, a couple there. But if you look, Matthew or Michael Byrne will be available for the Oscar Traynor this year again. And as far as no Glenn Getz, Paddy McDermott is available this year as well. And I know Dermot and Paul will be looking to recruit some, you know, new talent into it. The policy they have the last few years, they always like to bring maybe guys that they would have in mind maybe for the next couple of years, they bring them along into the squad and get them used to the setup and one thing or another. But basically, I think we'll have a decent squad and they'll look to defend the title.